Poe Artistry, beautiful. Good day, perceptive readers. This is James Lynch on Sunday, December 17th. Poe Artistry, beautiful is a new page that I placed upon the popbooks.com domain website today. I hope you will take a look at it and save it in your favorites. Poe Artistry, remember I talked about how it is a combination of poetry and art, and that's how I came up with Poe Artistry. Now, you know, if you have a doctorate, which I don't, but if you have a doctorate, you know, they can actually make up their own words and have them put in the dictionary or encyclopedia. Tell me if you ever see Poe Artistry show up, and make sure that you at least have the combination being seen that it's between poetry and art you see combined. But I'm here to elaborate even further on this Poe Artistry beautiful. Why? Because you actually saw a page this whole past year that dealt with another Earth beautiful page, an Earth beautiful page. And as you visited that page, I'm sure you noticed there's a lot of comments and commentary that I have on that page. And some of that commentary, quite a bit of it, is also based on what some artists or some musicians have stated in their music, you see. And so I would end up talking about some of those subjects. Why? Because those are some of the same subjects that have been on my heart and mind for years. And it's nice to see in what? Art, the art of music, of creating music, that these persons, these musicians, brought out my thoughts or my feelings in such a beautiful, wonderful way. So, along the same vein of thought, I went from the Earth Beautiful page, which will still be updated on a regular basis. Nothing is going to change there, to now a different page of Poe Artistry Beautiful. One of the reasons is I'm going to give you right now, it has to do still with knowledge and wisdom. You know, in the scriptures, in the book of James, it mentions about if someone is lacking knowledge or wisdom, that all they have to do is ask God, the true God, whose personal name is Jehovah, you see, through prayer, to give them knowledge and wisdom. And it's interesting that the scripture goes on to say that they will receive that knowledge or that wisdom in abundance. Basically saying, this is the spirit of it, that God is not going to be stingy with his wisdom or knowledge. Now, with that also being said, this is what I want to also mention. See, it depends on you. It depends on each and every one of us. Why? Because let's just face it, knowledge, you see, can also be like a match at times. Now, remember how we have matches and we don't think nothing of them or what have you. But when you have children around the house at a young age, you see, you don't put those matches or let them use those matches, you see, without some type of supervision. You see, you wouldn't even tell them how to necessarily, you know, even start the campfire. Now, I admit, you see, in some lands, yes, children, they be starting fires when they're 8 years old and stuff like that. But I'm just telling you, oftentimes, for the sake of this illustration, like in the concrete jungle, you see, parents really don't want their children playing with fire in apartments or things of that nature, or getting a learning experience through that way, I'll tell you that much. But all the same, knowledge can be the same way. It's a wonderful tool, But if the person is not mature enough for it, you see, mature to not only grasp that knowledge, but actually keep it in balance, you see, it can really, throw them for a loop. And see, so God realizes that about us. The evidence show all of this. And that's why sometimes we can even say, well, I've been praying about this situation or that situation. And you may feel like, man, God hasn't, given me the answer to this yet as far as how to proceed in this way or that way. And it actually reminds me of a man. This is about my third time mentioning about a well-known. I know for sure this person is a millionaire. It may be much higher than that. Maybe in the billions now in the empire. But I remember this goat, as some people would call him, stated. He mentioned that. How do you feel if people are saying this behind your back or doing that behind your back or what have you? How do you feel about that? How do you handle this or that? And he basically, I'm paraphrasing his thoughts, but he basically said, some of the things you just don't want to know. He's come to the conclusion for some of these matters that I said about him in this or that way, he said, you don't want to know, you see? And so with that being said, it's the same thing with knowledge at times, that if it is not something that is going to, help you to move forward, to grow in strength and turn it into wisdom, just because of where you're at in your state of mind or even maturity, then that's why, we leave certain matters alone, especially matters of the conscience. And that's one of the reasons why we don't push, conscience, push to, if somebody feeling one way, about a conscious matter, we don't push them to change their mind, because if they do, even the good book says, that's when it becomes a sin to them, because they actually went against their own conscience, rather than if, they really felt, hey, I was all right with this anyway. Now, see, poor artistry beautiful. Remember, we're talking about poetry. We're talking about art, and all that involves not only sculptures, music, but also, thesis and discourses, if you will, at times, from speakers you may not even fully, expect to ever have heard them speak on this or that subject, you see. But all the same, it gives me an opportunity, just like I mentioned in the Earth Beautiful page about, if everybody really appreciate the two greatest commandments of loving God with your whole heart, soul, and mind, and then the second greatest commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, then what is the problem? Why are we still having these different problems? And guess what? It goes into the spiritual realm. And so one of the things that we do hear and see in art today and in poetry today, see, those thoughts for some persons, whether they realize it or not, are still stemming or coming right out of the spiritual realm, or at least requires a spiritual answer if that's what they're looking for, if that's what they're even asking God for. See, there's some art that's just totally left up to the listener, the beholder. You see? Of course it is. And yet, sometimes you'll see an artist, a musician, an author, they will proclaim or ask something that they really want God to address, you see? So, I hope you will enjoy this Poor Artistry Beautiful page. I know you will if you've been following the website for now for, you know, all these years. And thank you, as always, for being here. Hey, share it in your favorites. Poor Artistry Beautiful. And popbooks.com. Take care of yourself.